You're listening to Bowie Bass Oxball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bass Oxball. Our coverage of AIM will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Base. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of this game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Today's game will start soon. Your Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Hour of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DNA Imaging Systems Freak Show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. Getting set for the first game of the six-game series between the Seawolves and your Bowie Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Zabottom-Pole with you from the ballpark in Bowie. 1 week down, 1 week to go in this 12-game homestand for the Bay Sox. And they got stung again on Sunday, closing the first half of this homestand on a sack with yet another one-run loss. 10 of Bowie's 23 losses this season have been by just one run, and that's always going to take. No matter where you are on the field, you feel like you could have been able to contribute a little bit more to get yourself over, to game over that hump. It just wasn't the, as it was on Sunday, has been for multiple games over the past 3 weeks. But the message is still, as we'll hear from manager Kyle in a few minutes, that the message is individual development and making sure that guys come out and perform to the best of their best to potentially come big league star in the future. And while that hasn't translated to wins on the field, it's still turning out to performances for a lot of these key players. As Erie comes into today's game, a 21-18 record this season, game number 40 overall. Seawolves, they're 5-5 over the 10 and 8-10 on the road. The Seawolves are currently in third place in the Southwest Division, 2-1, and only one game out of six, that's Richmond. The Bay Sox, game number 38 this season, a 14-8 in the year, a two-game losing for Bowie. They're only 1-9 last 10, a tough stretch. Fox 9-11 when here in front of the home crowd, and then last place in the Southwest Division, 8 games out of first. three out of the next best team, fifth is Altoona, who's five games out. With that two-half system, that might not be deal for Bowie if they aren't able to cover this current hole, as we're just past the first quarter of the first half of the first half, but hopefully now, with a couple of ups from the injured list, couple of key promotions, the Bay Sox might be able to go on a big run. At the starting pitching matchup, it'll be Antonio Velez for Bowie going against Austin Bergner for Bergner. Has really been finding secure in his fourth season of pro ball. He's 1-1 with a 2.45 ERA, but what those numbers don't tell you is of a start he had to the season. A third innings of work over his first three starts, he allowed seven earned runs and only reached the fifth inning time in any of his first three starts. Finished five, and then each of his last starts have been almost a complete opposite. He's gone through at least five innings in each of them, allowed only earned runs total over 21 and two-thirds innings while striking out 9 and walking only three. Decent fastball and a hard slip moves on the top half of the zone, that for Bowie to tangle with. Antonio Velez, he's 0-4 this season. He's lost each of his last four outings. He's 6.84 ERA on the year, and definitely given a tough test last time he took the mound because he had to follow Dean Kramer on the major league rinse, and that can always be just a bit difficult for a pitcher to navigate when coming out of the bullpen that they might not be used to. Velez never really did that. Marlins prospect, and had to do it now in the Orioles. His numbers have taken a hit. That's where ERA isn't one that you really like to see much, but a lot of that has been because of trouble inning here or there. A lot of times one inning will spot out of Velez's handle for just a moment before he can recover, and then he usually can put together another quick inning or two after that. He's been missing barrels this season thanks to his 9 strikeouts in 26 and a third inning, or he's just giving up the contact. He's described himself as a ground ball pitcher before. Numbers this season just haven't really been to hold on to that idea. The best case today for Velez, maybe he can play on the bottom of the zone for those quick ground outs. There's really only been this year that he's put together such a good ground ball performance, and that was the start when he used only 30 through the first five innings. That was a very fun day for Velez to see something like that this evening at Prince George's Stadium. And we welcome Adam Poland to the broadcast. Adam, one-run losses, they really sting. Again, the Bay Sox are still resilient. They've still got such good talent that they should put together some wins this series.
Yeah, and that top boost, right? Cesar Prieto is on his way towards this Sox roster. He'll be making his debut at second base in the number five spot in the orders. One of the top prospects from Aberdeen that is off to a good start is making their way to Bowie. We expect to see that over the course of the year, and it's going to be as we see the lineup fill up in that manner.
Brio will be a big talking point when we join with the manager, Kyle Moore, in our minutes, our weekly chat with the skipper. Step aside here on the DCA Imaging Systems Show. We'll be back in a bit. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
From sprains, stitches, sore throats, to stomach and pulled muscles, to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the x-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First. The name fits.
Patient First. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Be sure to get to the park on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions and fun at Georgia Stadium. It all starts with fireworks for DCA Imaging Systems. It's our Mother Night Out with special ticket packages at BaySoxShop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA Camp. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your scout can camp out in the outfield at the stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out and get your tickets now at BaySox.
Everyone smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics is insurance, and whether it's braces or aligners, anyone can get the smile they've owned with our flexible payment options. With leading orthodontists right here in the area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today for your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pre-show, our weekly chat with the manager, Kyle Moore. Coming off of this with Hartford, a couple of close games, and the one-run loss seemed to be a thorn in Bowie's side right now. What do you do to try and keep the guys motivated when they come out of games like that? Because they...
Yeah, I mean, they've all hung, for sure. I think the one-run ones sting a little bit more than the times where we're five, for sure. Just going to... need to grind it out, you know. I mean, the offense well most of the time, and it seems like we've been hitting well. We don't pitch really well. We don't put up but two or three runs. Got to figure out a way to put it all together. just going to ask, you know, ask out of the bullpen. We got some guys coming back off today of the IL, and we're going to really step up for us.
You mentioned that. That was going to be one of my questions later on, anticipating through this rotation, Drew Rahm and Zach Peake return. A lot of resiliency from the bullpen to rely on Connor Loprich and Griffin McLaren to fill in those roles for a couple of how much of a boon is it for this team to finally get back to full?
Yeah, I think we're not really out of the woods yet on that. You know, we had the COVID IL restrictions, and it cost us 10 days. By the time you get a guy on a 10-day and you got to build him back up to where he was before he left, it's just really dangerous to be reckless with that. So we're being super careful with these guys, and don't love the 10-day thing because I feel like they go long before that. But with health and safety, we're going to play it safe. And what's happened is this created for some opportunities, guys like you just mentioned, to come up from Aberdeen and to help us out. And they did a really nice job of helping us out, you know, but looking forward to getting those other guys back and changing around some a little bit so we can get some length out of our eventually and then maybe just fall back on the bullpen.
Again, here with manager ahead of the upcoming series with Erie. Team has an excellent pitching staff, one of the best rotations in the entire league, I think, at this point, entering the season ERA, hovering around 2.6. What have you done over the course of the season to make sure that regardless of pitching staff, regardless of situation, guys just go in and in for at-bats? How do you keep that mentality?
Well, you know, we talk every day. We have a meeting every day to review tonight's game, and I think that that's part of the message, especially when we do a hitter's advance report, is what we were as a club, which is good swing decisions. We're going to do damage if you come in our zone. And I think that no matter who's pitching or what's going on the week before, I think that's all our approach. And, you know, I always say, whatever your best approach is, take that to the plate 500 times and see what happens. Let's let exterior circumstances dictate our approach, whether it be the scoring position, this guy has a good, whatever. Take your strength into the 500 times, see what happens. And I hope we can do that again tonight because the guy we're going to see is really good. His numbers are great. Not necessarily intimidated. We're up for the challenge, but our best approach into the box ever tonight.
We talked about it briefly last week because it was a developing story, but Jordan Westbrook broken back out for a great return to the numbers that we expect out of him. What has there been any changes to his approach, or is it just a warm back up now that the weather has been warming back up as well?
No, I don't think so. I think that was in the tank and it was always coming. He went through a stretch there where guys were pitching him tough, and there's really good arms in this league. And we ran through a couple teams with a bunch of older relievers, really know how to pitch. And I think it was perfect for him to do that in this league at where he's at in his age. So I mean, that's why AA exists, because you have got to grow and go through a stretch like that, because everyone knows that's going to happen at a point in your career. We got into him here, and I think he's responded the champ that we think he is. So we got to keep him right. You know, there's never a bad time to hit an absolute bullet to our field, and I think that our whole lineup can learn from that, and he's gotten back to that.
You talk about the youth on this team and a recent addition, new young player to this already talented field. Cesar Pietro is promoted just ahead of this series. Contact hitters in the organization from the numbers that we've seen. What are your expectations for him now that he's on the roster?
Well, we hope he hits the ground running faster. I mean, we love him as a player, hitting some really high leagues, whether it be national baseball in Cuba or what is basically the major leagues. So we think that he's played at a really level as far as competition. So he took care of business in Aberdeen. I mean, 1,000 OPS and 40, and he was right in the middle of their lineup. But we really want him to get off the ground fast. He's been third. He's a good defender, left-handed bat for us. So we're hoping to put him in this lineup and really pump.
How much does that affect your lineup making? Because obviously the talent field was a big storyline at the start of the season. There was always going to be a lot of shift over the course of series, and now you add in who, as you mentioned, will play second and third. Will the shift still try to stay even as possible while getting guys as the designated hitter?
Sure, yeah. We're going to give all of them, I think, one DH a week. Just give them a half. I mean, I call it a half because you're not on your feet, even though you're in there grinding with bats, but we give all of them a week at DH. And the other part is still the toughest part about my job here is how do we develop three shortstops at one time by getting them all the reps. And you see other kids in this league. We saw a real hop in Hartford and Tovar, but he plays there today. So he gets very comfortable. We have the skill set. Three guys that have that skill set, we just got to get them as many reps at that spot as we can. So it's a good problem to have. All of the tremendous job of playing third, asking to, and really preparing what to, because you never know what you're going to be asked when you try to make a 5-man roster in the big leagues. And that's what I keep telling. Look, if it's about playing third to make a 25-man roster, would you do it? Yeah, absolutely. I'm in. So we just got to keep, you know, keep that to them and keep them hungry.
And a lot of that to keep them hungry and keep them growing their skills and their positions, that goes a lot to what you and Tim DeJohn put together as well. You guys put together really so in depth and constant training, I think, these guys. Was that the plan coming? Did you guys realize once the roster that this talent was going to be so stacked and to make sure that you cultivated as much as you could for all these positions?
I think that was DJ and I's plan. We've been here for 2 years, and he had a great plan coming in. The organization had a great plan coming in. We focus on the work, focus on the game. You know, the games are great, and they're just practice games. All minor league games are practice games. But we find that the work is just as important. So I'm really happy to have DJ and have him here for these every single day, rain or shine. We're out there at 9:30 and on Sunday 1 o'clock game because we like catching the ball is really important. So we're going to do all kind of things, whatever it takes to get these guys ready. Rain or shine, whip tie, we're going to be out there developing players.
The big news last week of Bradley Rutschman getting the call up to did you watch the video that Buck Britton for the first time he told him?
It's a great video. I mean, how about that for be the guy to tell him? It's just all. I was watching the Orioles game last night, and they showed a replay of it, and I heard Buck, and Buck to mine from a long time, pumped for him. What it must have been like to deliver that news to the number one prospect in all of baseball, and then. I really love the coverage too that I've on TV with Adley in the big leagues and suddenly arriving as it may be. But that pump for Buck, man, that's awesome. Hopefully, I get a chance to tell a player that for the first time one day. Also, that's a big moment.
Well, I imagine it might come soon, especially with the guys going up to AAA soon. The talent that's shown here in Bowie. Of course, manager Kyle Moore, we are our weekly chat with the family.
Yeah, I had my oldest, and we just hung out and went out to eat. We cooked spaghetti at home. Spaghetti's her favorite. We had spaghetti and garlic bread. He drew a lot of pictures yesterday. It was great. No, it was a great day. So rain today, which is good, but yesterday, beautiful off day.
It really was. All right. Appreciate the time, Kyle. Thanks again. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right. We'll step aside. The DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Now is proud to partner with Bay Sox and provide their pest control service for all your residential and commercial pests. Call Pest Now. For general pest, termite control, mosquito control, other pest control services, call Pest. You can reach us at 301-31-8300. It's online at www.pestnow.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the area, the Steamfitters UA Local Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our program and how to apply, please steamfitters-602. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best fan of the Bay Sox, and it's complete for kids ages 3 through 12. Club members get access to special members, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Head to BaySox.com to sign up your kids. Miss out on all promotions and giveaways for Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output devices, scanning flow, to document security and storage, we and people print, not printer. Give DCA Imaging a call, 305-77-102. Find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sky Shooter Displays by Z Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows, Bay Sox games all season long. Give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditions, true pyro musicals, choreographed plays, and much more. Sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out calling us at 570-313-61 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Sox. The best value to see the best game at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to on your selected seat from day one. And a number of exclusive member, including flexible exchange options and suite rentals, special access to the restaurant, and a free members pool at your first home game of the year. Pack now by calling 304-4865. Online to BaySox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Lawyers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, First, Roll Farms, Stockters, and EY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Go it's Georgia Stadium. It's game one of this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Sox. Matt Sabata is with you from the ballpark in Bowie as the Sox get ready to face up the back half against this homestand. It'll be Antonio Velez against the following Erie lineup. Leading off is the designated hitter. It's Dylan Rosa, just his third for the Erie this season. Dylan Dingler follow up at second. Kerry Carpenter is left field. He's batting third. Andre Lippis is the third baseman, bats fourth. Maxina Porte is at first base, batting fifth. Parker Meadows, the center fielder, bats sixth. Gage Workman, the shortstop, bats Eric De La Rosa in right field, eighth. Scarpio is the second baseman, batting eighth. The Seawolves are the AA of the Detroit Tigers, managed by Gabe Perez, assisted by John Merck, Dan Reichabal, Ollie Kavis, Vic, and Alex. It's Andres Rodriguez is the strength and conditioning coach. Chris Vick is the athletic trainer. As the Seawolves come in with a 21-18 record this season, 5-5 over the last 10, and 8-10 on the road. Once more than for Erie, Rosa, Dingler, Lipsius, Naporte, Meadows, De La Rosa, Carpio, all to face off Antonio Velez on the mound. Velez ready to wind and fire. Left-hander on right-hander to Rosa. Pitch home is bounced over toward third, but and we're underway at 6:36 p.m. on a 62 cloudy day here at Prince Stadium. Dylan Rosa, as mentioned, just his third game this season with the Seawolves. Plenty with them last year. He won for six, though, here in 2022 with the Tigers affiliate. Steve Velez winds and deals the next to the right-hander. It misses down a breaking ball, and the count goes even at a ball. Prince George's Stadium, 309 feet down the line to in right field, 405 to straightaway. As the 1-1 is swung on and missed down, a ball count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Once more, Rosa, Dingler, Carpenter, Lipsius, Naporte, Meadows, De La Rosa, Carpio, all to face Antonio Velez on the mound. Here's the one, swing and a miss, he got him. Ball eats up a little bit of dirt. Roberts gloves, fires to first, or didn't get any dirt. Roberts kept it from getting down, and it's a leadoff strikeout, Antonio Velez. Starting defensive alignment for Bowie from left field, you've got Hudson Haskins, Zach Watson, Hall, Jordan Westberg at center, Henderson short, Cesar his AA debut at second base, JMD at first, Cody Roberts gets behind the plate. First pitch to Dylan Dingler, called a strike, a curve ball for the catcher, count opens up at nothing in one. Antonio Velez, a 6'1", 195-pound, 25-year-old lefty, fired on and it's called a strike on a fastball up in the corner, nothing in two. Miami, Florida native, traded to the Orioles by the Miami Marlins just a little bit over 2 months ago. 0-2 pitch. Spoiled fast side. A good flare, but still. And the count stays at nothing and two. I said over 2 months ago, 2 months ago more specifically. He was acquired by Baltimore on April 4th, reported to the Bay Sox on April 6th, and then pitched in his first game organization on the 10th, so it was a busy week. Here's pitch to Dingler. Ripped foul, hits off the netting of the Seawolves dugout, count stays at nothing and two. This is empty one away here in the top of the first inning as Bowie is trying to break out of a tink skid in the midst of one of the toughest stretches of the year record-wise, the 0-2. By a fastball from Velez and the count goes to two strikes. The Bay Sox only 1-1 over their last 10. 1-12 over their last 13. Here's the 1-2. Again right side. Dingler holds on. He's only 237 this season, 692 PS, 9 doubles, a triple. 3 homers, 19 runs driven in. It's been the shot-to-walk ratio that's been tough for Dingler to deal with this year. It's the 1-2. Lock short and above Gunnar Henderson for it. Into left field for a base hit. A soft liner at only 81 miles an hour off of the bat, and Dingler is aboard with a single. He went 2-for-16 against the Bay Sox season. Only appeared in the... Actually, I believe he appeared in both. He was injured for the second series. Appeared in the first series, didn't appear in the second. But he's got the base hit here, and now Kerry Carpenter, one of the most dangerous hitter lineup for the Seawolves this season. Lefty on lefty, Carpenter's fellow southpaws at a 3-9 clip. First pitch misses down a ball, count opens up at 1-0. 3.23 average for Carpenter this season, a 10.25 OPS, better than Gunnar Henderson's if you've been following along. 6 doubles, 11 homers, runs driven in. The 1-0. This one sky high on infield, down from Westberg, shifting over to foul ground, and now he brings in. That was a sky high shot, highest infield pop-up we've seen, and there's two away.
Your umpiring crew for today's game, Dane Tack is the crew chief over at third. Kevin Manzik is at first base, and Gabe Alfonso balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's right-hander Andre Lips, runner at first, two away now in the top of the first game. Lefty Velez kicks and fires the first home, fouls it off right side, and the count opens up at nothing. Velez on the season for an 0-4 record, a 6.8 ERA, 26 and a third innings of work this season for the Bucks. He's allowed 20 earned, but got 29 and walked only 7. Here's the 0-1. Half swing on a fastball. They appeal, and he went. Count goes to nothing and two on Lipsius. Velez's whip is at 1.37, and that's fine. It's definitely been the and the strung together base that have really hurt him a lot this season. Here's the 0-2. Break curve, tailed a bit inside well and comes in too low. Goes to a ball and two strikes here on Lips, batting 274 this season with an OPS. Four homers, 19 run in. Two away, Velez looking for the in the frame. The 1-2 pitch. Miss just high a fastball, even at two balls and two strikes. Five pitch offering for Velez, four seamer and a two seamer. Is a curveball, a slider, and a change. Likes to use that curveball plenty. So it leads to a lot of his ground ball. Here's a grounder over to third. On the change, it's picked by Westberg, third, and picked on a good bounce by G. He had plenty of time to reach the first hop in a 5-3 putout rain. No runs, one hit, one left. We're on to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. Erie Nathui coming on up. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
When your plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then calls for the plumbers of Local 5 DC. Local 5 will deliver the most skilled and well-trained craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe job well, you need the plumber Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your... At Luminous Health, you are the MP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Bottom of Prince George's Stadium as it's up empty in the opening half. The Bay Sox will try to respond with something. Austin Bergner warms on the mound. Seawolves and the starting lineup that hills from the Bowie Bay Sox looks less. Leading off in right field, Yu Hall, followed by Gunnar Henderson at shortstop, batting second. Jordan Westberg is at batting third. Hudson Haskin in left field, fourth. Cesar Prieto, double-A debut, is the second base and fifth. J.D. Mundy at first, sixth. Joey Ortiz, the DH, bats seventh. Cody Roberts, the catcher, and Zach Watson in center field, bats ninth. The Bay Sox are the double-A affiliate of Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Finn, Chandler Geller, Calvin Christian is video coordinator, Lindsey Birchfield, the athletic trainer. The base, 14-23 on the season, a two-sing skid, eight games out of first in the Southwest Division, their sixth ball. Once more, that lineup will be Hall, Henderson, Westberg, Prieto, Mundy, Ortiz, Watson, all to face off against Bergner on the mound for Bowie, for Erie. You see, you got those same last syllable. It's going to kick a couple of times this series. I hope you're prepared. Third base pinched in is Adam Hall's to the box. Right-hander on right-hander, and the pitch is fouled off right side. That one will get out of play, and the count nothing in one. Hall is actually big of a pull candidate, and they're not playing him to pull. He was just looking to pinch in there as one comes in. One in the count goes to a ball and a strike on a ball there from Austin Burke. Get you some of his numbers in a bit, but he's a very big stretch after a tough start to the season. Together, some good numbers. Tall right-hander winds the 1-1, and Hall swings through it. Up, down, he was sitting fastball, and the ball and two strikes. 288 season for Hall. Again, only 18 games for a decent stint on the injured list. 26 OPS. No homers, 5. The 1-2 misses just hot wide, and the count goes even at two strikes. Hall face off against Erie at all season. And he's coming in after going hitless on Sun 2. Bounced over toward, underneath the glove of Lipsius, into left base hit. Third baseman made for it, but the timing just wasn't there, and Hall's now got hits in four of his last five games for Bowie. Another leadoff base hit. That's what's important for Hall. When he's batter of an inning this season, Adam Hall is batting 385 with a 9.8 OPS. That's why he's the perfect candidate to lead for Bowie each and every game. And fortunate when he got that IL stint, because the Bay Sox really had to score the fill from there. Hunter Henderson, right-hander on left-hander, and the first pitch is down and away. Back first, not in time. Very close, though, as the catcher Dylan zipped it over to first base. Corday, the first baseman, had to bounce, though, and I think that ate up just a couple extra milliseconds. A 1-0 count to start on Henderson, a 2.91 average that has been slightly, but he's still in 333 here in the month of May. 988 OPS overall this season, the 1-0. Got a strike, change up on the lower inside court. Count goes even at a ball and a strike now. Six doubles, one triple, seven runs, second on the team in that mark, and six runs driven in is tied for the team's lead. Pickoff throw back, no tag. We'll wait on the 1-1. So much of his quality work has come against right-hand pitching, too. 333 average and 1143 PS against right-handers this season. The 1. Henderson watches down. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Runner at first. Nobody out first inning. Still a scoreless game. And he is trying to rebuild a winning streak. At least some semblance of a winning streak as the Bay Sox without for quite some time. Last time they won 2 consecutive games was May 8th. Henderson lofts this one out toward left. Toward foul ground. Carpenter running off. The bullpen. He's out of room. One only about 5 feet at most over the bullpen wall. But it's so high up that bullpen wall that you do anything with it. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Henderson, and he'll try again as the Bucks look to be doing what they're so good at. That's just driving up these pitch outs early on. 5 pitches for Adam Lee, already 5 pitches now on Gunnar Henderson, and see out. Here's the 2-2. Henderson is down and in a change. It's full. His full numbers offensively have been here and there, a 250 average, not OPS, but a 54 per rate. He can really pick pitch, and a lot of the times he gets his pitch. Bergner this season, only 1 for hitting opponents, 6 strikeouts, walks on full counts. Throw back to first. Tag applies late. And we'll win full count to Gunnar Henderson. Earlier today, the Bay Sox announcing the transfer of Dean Kramer's rehab assignment of Norfolk, and he starts with another 1-2-3, just as he did here at Prince George's Stadium. Runner to 3-2 is away for ball 4. Throw would not have beaten Hall as it came in a bit high from Dylan Dingler, but he might have been affected by the called ball, so can't speculate there. It's first and second to open things up for Bowie. Henderson draws his league-leading 36th walk season. Now here's Westberg. Westberg at 225 this season, 805 OPS, 11 doubles, no triples, 8 homers, 26 runs driven in. First and second, nobody out. First pitch. Berg fouls off right side. Down opens up at nothing in one. But Dylan Dingler is not one to test by play. Only 15 stolen base attempts against him this season, and he has caught 10. That's an incredible ratio. But the Bay Sox, they're still aiming. They might want to at least see what they get away with early on in this series. It's a 6-gamer. We're going to be here for a while. This one served into center field deep. Meadows running on it. He makes the catch over the shoulder. An incredible grab by Meadows as toward the warning track and fired back to the infield. Adam Hall sprint back to second just to tag a third as Westberg is of an extra base hit and at least one RBI by an outstanding catch in center by Parker Meadows. That was a thrilling line drive catch by the center fielder, the first out of the inning. Let's get you some alignment for Erie. Now that we've got time from left to right in the outfield, you've got Care Carpenter, Parker Meadows, then Eric De La Rosa. Andre Lipsius is at third base. Gage Workman at short. Luis Carp second. Quincy Naporte is at Dylan Dingler catches behind the plate. Austin Bergner on the mound. Here's Hudson Haskin. First pitch to the right-hander is swung on and missed down for a ball. It's nothing in one. Haskin, such a liable candidate to go first pitch. I have much track of it, but I'd say about 75 times he's going after the first pitch. It tells you which pitchers are paying attention to him, something out of the zone to start. Here's the 0-1. This one over toward short, could be 2. Sent to second for 1. Carpio fires, and it's in time. The Bay Sox get runners at first and second with nobody out to the inning, and they can't bring anyone home. A great grab in center out by Parker Meadows, Hudson Haskin into a 6-4 double play. We move on a second here at Prince George's Stadium. It's Erie nothing, Bowie nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got an educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation from Tuesday, June 28th to 1st. Teachers and educators who show ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by National Systems Federal Credit Union. Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, 28th to Friday, July 1st.
A birthday bash with the Bix is the best time at the Bulb. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll eat to have the stadium sing for you. Bix birthday parties, an unforgettable one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-480 or at basics.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they and their team stand out from the rest. Specs also helps set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, your agent, or visit ChesapeakeEmployCEIWC.com.
Second inning at Prince George's Stadium as we're scoring. Antonio Velez gets back to work. 18-pitch first in which he gave up a sixth strand at the runner. It's 5-7 due up for Erie in this frame. First, Porty is called a strike on a breaking ball down the curve. Nothing in one open. First pitch strikes the first five batters of the game from Velez. Good way to get things going. Here's the 0-1. Fastball tattoos the lower inside corner and the count goes to nothing. Naporti on the season, a 235 average, 773 OPS. Five doubles, eight homers, 24 runs driven in. He's a former Phillies farm. 0-2, served out toward left field. This one's probably out as Haskin tracks it. He reaches up and wrong. The air is heavy today. Really that one in. Off bat, it was getting out of here.
There's almost no wind to speak of as well. And a lot of times here, Louis, the wind does blow out, does it not?
A little bit, yeah. And it's been the way the weather patterns were this morning, specifically with the rain that went through, it definitely felt as if we'd be sitting on a gustier day, but that's just not. Here's Parker Meadows, first pitch. Down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Left-hander batting only 160 and in a 494 OP. That's tough. Two doubles, one homer, six runs driven in 22 games. Offs this one toward foul ground right side. Running toward the corner ball, but he runs out of room. It's onto the burnt house. And the count goes eat a ball and a strike to get things started here. Meadows, an astonishing catch to rob Jordan Westberg of an extra base hit in an RBI last half inning. He had a delayed jump on a screaming line drive left center field gap and made it over the shoulder. 1-1. Ball to strike. Curveball hits the lower outside corner, and it's 1-2 on Meadows. Early on, curveball from Velez is locating very well.
It is, and if Meadows doesn't make that catch, the lead, they got a chance for a big inning.
Fouled off behind the screen, hits off a seat, and the count stays at a ball and two. And one of the things that can still be taken away from that point, I'll bring it up in a second, as Velez fires the 1-2, it's again knuckled foul behind home plate and out, is that fortunately it means that Jordan Westberg is making a keen contact. He's really seeing the ball. That one was just other end, a great play by a great player. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, a delayed chase on a curve down, and Velez has his second strikeout today. The first two retire second.
Yeah, big start for Velez, obviously looking for a bounce back today. And it's a great sign to get off to a good start because, as you spoke pregame, you know, Velez has really been like that big inning. And sometimes if you can get off to a good start and get your feet set in a game, ride it out throughout.
Gage Workman, switch hitter, bats righty, watches the first offering miss low the curve. No. Bay Sox in their alternate uniforms with black block boot on the front side, black cap around orange brim. Seals in their road reds with the white seats on the front. 1-0. Served out toward deep field. Watson running a long way. He's got a tough read, and it's out. 106 miles an hour off that for Gage Workman. 415 feet away from home plate. It's a necessary one for him. His fourth of the season. Erie takes the early 1-0 advantage. The run has been a bit of a sore spot for his in some of his starts. That's the that he's given up this season. And he's given up multiple home runs, separate appearances, including in his last outing when Hartford was here at the start of this homestand. Here's Rosa. First pitch is served out toward right shallow. Backing up the Sexman Prieto, he makes the catch in the over.
So a quick bounce back out for Velez, but does give up the big fly. A solo home run for Gage and makes it a 1-0 game. We're on bottom of the second at Prince George's Stadium. It's 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. With the sky with top-of-the-line fire shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays, traditional shows, true pyro murals, custom choreographed plays, and the night sky is truly limitless. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 573-281-3161 or visit us online, ztechnics.com.
BASOC Youth Baseball Camps are back 2022, and registration open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former rookie of Al Bumbry, along with former Black outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take an in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a BASOC hat and a ticket to a BASOC game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BASOCshop.com and your spot at a BASOC Youth Baseball Camp today.
On the Green Incorporated is your air team providing professional organic lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care program ballpark quality results. Each service tailored with guaranteed results for even lawns. On the Green also offers door pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the second here in Boone as the Bay Sox trail the Seawolves for nothing. Cesar will be the leadoff batter here in this frame as he's ready for his double-A debut. Picked up a pop-out at the end of the second to record the final. He digs in to face off against Austin Berg. Pitch. Left-hander swings through ball down and in. Count opens up at nothing. One. So Prieto started his season with High A Aberdeen, some fantastic numbers with the Birds as the 0-1 comes in, bounces in a curve, and the count goes even at a strike. Prieto, 25 games with Aberdeen, hit 3-3, had a 1,000 open the nose, 7 homers, 20 in. Here's the 1-1. Mounting in, and the count goes to 2 balls. Prieto, a 5'9", 175-pound, 22-year-old, make that 23-year-old, he just turned 21, bounced high over towards second chop, picked by Carpio, so first in time, 4-3, things get started here in the second inning. We can tell you a lot about Prieto's as the afternoon goes, but he really just saw the ball so well. High A, hopefully it carries over to double A, even though that is one of the hardest jumps in all of the minor leagues. On to the sixth batter, J.D. Mundy for Bowie, a 247 this season, 695 OPS. Six doubles, no triples, two homers, 12 driven in, first pitch. Left-hander watches breaking ball miss down, count starts out at 1-0. Mundy batting 274 against right-handers, a big jump up fortunately for him. A 1-0 on way, spoiled foul the other way, and is even at a ball and a strike. He's been hovering pretty much online between his and May numbers this season. Does have a handful more this year. I think that's just because he's been in a few more games. One. Bounced over to second again. Prieto peels in on the run. Puts it in the baseline and sends over to first. So back-to-back fourth. And now it goes to Joey Ortiz. Again, Bowie trailing nothing here in the bottom of the second inning. First of six in this series. And this is one of two game homestands that the Bay Sox are playing this season. They've got one early in the year. They've got one in the year. So after this homestand wraps up, Bowie only has one more in the month of May. As the first pitch is called a strike, outside edge, a little bit high, but the count starts out nothing and one. Ortiz, 205 average this season, 620 PS, 8 doubles, 2 homers, 17 driven in, the 0-1. Misses just down a change, count was even at a ball and a strike. The Bay Sox have a two-series homestand, a gamer, in late August as well, against Somerset and Altoona. Nitch called a strike. That one a little bit wide on the outside edge. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Base is empty, two here in the bottom of the second. 1-2 pitch on A. Ortiz takes a hack at a slider and pops it foul behind home plate. Engler sheds the mask, but that one gets over the and touches down about five or so. Count stays at a ball and two strike. So a similar rehab outing for Dean Kramer up at AAA North. Keep an eye on. He tossed two scoreless innings. In his rehab starts, so scoreless innings for Norfolk, 1 week out. I believe he had 5 strikeouts when he pitched for the Bay Sox over his. Another 1-2. Ortiz watches. No, he won a check swing down low. That one I thought he might have pulled back on, but the home plate umpire does not allow an appeal. So it's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Austin Bergner, complimented with his first strikeout. As we go to the third here at Prince Stadium, Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging System, find a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted from document creation, output divining, and workflow to document security and understand people print. Not give DCA Imaging a call, 31577-10, or find out more about how we help you. DCA Imaging System, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil oil farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious cup of the finest and freshest world. Because Royal Farms Swiss-made coffee machines grind those flavorful coffee beans and brew them magnificent cup at a time. It's Royal Farms makes the freshest and best world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Get your memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sires and future stars, the Baltimore at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, all at great prices. Located main gate at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Back to Prince George's Stadium as we move on to the third inning. Bowie trailing 1-0, but Antonio Velez quick out after the solo home run as Luis Carpio steps box for Erie. We hand it off to Adam.
Thank you so much. And the first pitch is lift the air on the infield. Anderson, the shortstop, backpedaling and right edge of the outfield grass. It's the catch. It's a one pitch and man retired. Again, 1-0, Erie leads. And then it looked like Bowie was grabbed the early advantage. A great leaping catch on a drive to center by Parker Meadows, robbing Jordan West of extra bases, kept it tight. As there's a fastball strike on the inside half of the plate, Dylan Rosa, and they can one. Erie getting off from Workman to take the lead of the second. Velez misses maybe in, and the count even zero strike to Rosa. Well, Velez is a strike. Let's see what he does now. This second through the order has a beautiful breaking ball, but it just missed, maybe a bit away. The last two pitches look like strike, but the count is 2-1. As here it comes, and it's fouled off the glove of the catcher. And now 2-2 here to Rosa. Velez in his last two starts. 10 runs, 8 of which earned in only 7 innings. A good start to this one as it gets a wave and a miss. It's in the dirt. Edwards blocks it down in front of the plate. Throws out Rosa. Rosa down on strikes. Time in the game. As 2 down in the inning, and here's the catcher, Dylan Dingler. Dingler, a highly drafted player. Drafted in the Saints. Bay Sox left fielder tonight, Hudson Haskin, second rounder in 2020. He takes a fastball strike on the outer half of the plate. He was actually the first of the second round, 38th overall. Fastball is up high, and the one. You might say, there's not 37 major league teams. How's number 38 the first second round? As a swing it right off of Roberts, and that's him a bit. Now, there is a supplemental round after the first round. Now, there's a few picks after the first 30 teams selected, then a few picks. Number 38 in 2020 was the first pick of the second round. It's a breaking ball in the dirt. Roberts, who just wore the foul ball, is able to block down. And the count is 2-2 to Dingler. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Wide in the pitch. Fastball deep to left field. Back on it. Haskin turning to look. And it gets here. So in a strong start. Majority of the early evening first. But the ball is flying on George's Stadium. And is a second Sills homer on the evening. A line drive shot to left off the bat of Dingler. End of the year. And Erie is 2-0. And my goodness, you know, it just felt like the Bay Sox about to put together a huge inning in the bottom of the first. They end up not scoring. Here's Kerry Kirk, and he swings it. It's a soft loop. Leaping up, Prieto. It's off the mitt, and it caroms into shade. It's a base hit. One that Priano, his double-A debut, wishes he had back there. That ball had a lot on it. And Carp is on with two. And Andre Lips will now stand in. It just felt like Bowie scored two or three runs in this inning. And in the end, they are unable to score. And now Erie, with two homers, has the pitch. And a breaking ball strike. And the count, nothing in one here, too. A 2-7 hitter on the year. Khalif Ball player out of tennis was Lips is. Here's the pitch. And he swings and lifts a foul out of A off to the right side. Tennis is pretty good in college baseball this day. May say so myself. 9-7. John, our analytics at John Sagan's 4-9-7 in the game of small. My goodness, pitch. And a full gets a wave and a miss on a hitter up and away, and with it, the inning is over. The fourth of the year has made it 2-0. Erie. We go to the bottom of the third right after on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Nitro Circus is back on new tour coming to Prince George's Stadium June 5th. Fueled by new athletes and the craziest contraptions, the Bat and Rat Tour presented by Aisha is the sketchy, scary, and quirky dangers of big air action sports to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's Little Devils who risk their lives to set buoy. It's going down at Prince George's on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $5 are on sale now at Sox.com.
Pets proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services for all residential and commercial pest control needs. Pest now for general pest control, mite control, mosquito control, and other pest control services. Call Pest. You can reach us at 301-31-8300 or us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, it's on Sunday, May 29th, but for the Bay Sox first Catter Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone bark in the park, but now you kitty out for a relaxing afternoon. And if you get here early enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catter t-shirt, courtesy of the City of Book. You can get your tickets now for the first Catter Day at 301-44-4865 or at baysox.com.
Kenny Roberts to the plate now to lead off the bottom third inning here for the Bay Sox. 8-9-1 for Bowie against his tough right. Austin Bergner. Find and the pitch. Well grounded, but just foul outside bag at third. And the count is nothing and one. We have seen so many Tar Heels in the Eastern League this year. You got one talking to you right now, but Cody Roberts was at eight with Austin Bergner. Berg from UNC as well. The pitch and a fastball up high in the count. One. Bergner's a big right-handed pitcher. He required 6'5", 210 pounds, a ninth rounder out of Carolina. The pitch and a ball hit high in the air to left field. Carpenter going back. He's at the track. He's leaping. Goal, and it's gone. Cody Roberts against his former collegiate team with a high fly ball that gets out of here. Third of the year, and the Bay Sox are on board. It's a 2-1 ball here. Love to see that for Roberts, who had been mired in a bit of a slump for 32 in the month of May. As you, Zach Watson, Carpio the second middle here. One homer in his last game, and he takes a ball just off the outside. Ball. A huge velo guy. That heater was at 90 for the right-hander. And, oh, and it's just offside, a fastball. Ball. You know, Bergner had a very first professional season in 2019, but after the lost 2020 campaign, he got it going last year. 6-2, 3.5 ERA between two levels. As he goes off speed and missing, and following the homer, it's three in a row out of the zone to the following hitter. The top of the order is awaiting as it's 2-1 Erie. Bergner 10 starts last year. He throw, and there's a strike with a fastball. A 17-27 outing out of the pen. But he has been a fixture in this dump rotation this year. He throw, and it's off the outside ball for. So the hits a homer, and Watson batting in the number 9 spot is Aberk. A walk, Anders notices the part of the order that a first time really swung the bat was Adam Hall. To see Adam back in the lineup night in and night out. After nearly 3 weeks away, he's 2-for-11 in his three games back entering tonight, but 1-for-evening. As here's the, he shows bunt, and he popped it up. The cat got it in the air, a throw to first, not in the sliding back foot first. Heads up, base running by the Bay Sox center fielder on a popped up bunt hill. Boy, Bergner was struggling a bit, home run and then a five-pitch walk. I don't know if that's the time that you want to try to bunt right out. It turns into kind of a loud out, but fortunately not a double play. The walking machine that we know Gunnar Henderson stands in. Already a walk tonight. The pitch swings and lifts a foul fly. A play to the left side. It's nothing at one. Gunnar, he's still not 21 years old. We're still a month away from that important birthday. Birthdays are the same. 21 is a little bit better. As there's a strike of the knees. Yeah, the count is nothing at two. He turns 21 on June 29th. And I think that's why the consistency that has been Gunner's season striking as a fastball just off the inside. Ball one. All right, first, one down. 2-1, Erie leading. A run in for Bowie in this bottom of the... They're shading to third baseman Lipsy is well off the bat. As a look to diving back safely is Watson. You expect a 20-year-old in the Eastern League to have his brilliance. Not to a guy that gets on base once or twice every pitch coming. And it's off in and missing down low. It's 2-2. And I think the reason why Henderson is so consistent, a ball player at the is because of a pitch like that. It is so hard, even when down the count, to get elicit a chase from Henderson. Here's the pitch. And it's off the outside of fastball. And a nothing two count has run full. And I'll tell you, all three balls is at bat. You know, it's not like they were way out of the strike zone. They were not in the zone. Man, they're tough pitches to deal with two strikes. Let's see if Watson's running. He is 3-2. Ground ball right side. Backing up, gloving is in. And he'll take it to the bag. Henderson, but it is a productive out. Watson's up to second with two down. And let's see. Jordan Wester. It was Rob Minyath's play of the game by Parker Meadows in center. Two men on, nobody off the bat. It looked like a that was going to give Bowie the lead. Still not even an out on the board. And instead, the next man up, Haskin, grounded into a play. Bergner was in trouble in that first. He was able to dance out of the jam. As here's the pitch to Westberg. And a check swing foul and an off up and in. Here, near the buoy on deck circle to the right. And the count is nothing and one. Westberg, 13 RBIs in 17 May game. Now, he's been swinging well in spots like this. As they'll look behind the runner at second with a throwback. Carp, second baseman, was covering. Well back in time, wide-handed dive. And Westberg, of three multi-hit games, and it's four. Here's the pitch. It's a cutting slider strike on the outside. Tough pitch. Nothing in two. Three multi-hit games in his last four, but four multi-hit games in his last six. Watson will run with contact here. The 0-2 coming. And outside corner, fastball, got him looking. Strike three. The inning is over. Second strikeout of the night for Bergner. He does get a run on the board. Cody Roberts homer. Head to the top of inning four. It's Erie leading 2-1 on the Bay Sox baseboard.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team providing professional or based lawn care programs for residential lawns. Our lawn care program ballpark quality results. Each service tailored with guaranteed results for even lawns. On the Green also offer pest control services. Mosquito, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreen.com.
The best way to take it up this game is with a group outing at Prince George. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, since on suites, seats, and deck around the ballpark. Your group can eat and have an unforgettable time. But more and schedule your group outing by 301-464-40 or going to baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base dealers, closers, cleaners. Together, they help their teams the rest. Specialists also help Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from their workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapists, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's team. To learn more, connect with your agent or Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Beautiful night at Prince George's Stadium. Overall, you know, it's kind of been a rainy day. It's overcast. It's not really that cool. 2-1 Erie leads, top of the fourth, as Antonio Valencia will work to the veteran in Quincy Nepi. As here's the pitch, and a breaking ball is away, and the count is 0. The team is a ball player drafted by the Phillies as a breaking ball strike. Count in 1. And then he had an independent ball where he played for the High Point Rockers in North Carolina. Fastball misses away, ball 2. Incredibly, he was not the only Quincy on the High Point Rockers. Here we go. As now the fastball fouled on a line. He got a good rip at that 90 mile. And the count 2-2. The other Quincy on the Rockers is former Sox legend Quincy Moore. The 2-2. Breaking ball line to left. Oscar over makes the catch. Chesta coming over towards the line. Niporti is retired for the first out of the fourth inning. And now Parker Meadows will stay. A player that has had a vibrant personality. Just a love of the fans, quite like Quincy Lattimore Baysock. In 2015 and 16, he spent so many in this Eastern League. As a small beats, Meadows swinging, and they count nothing and 1. In fact, he may have been one of the only teams Quince never played for in the league, even though he did, I think, have his last year in Pro Tigers system. As a break, he's lined over first, it's down. Throwly, Adam Hall's over, he cuts near the track. A run for second, and sliding in foot flea is Parker Meadows. A one-out drive double. And now Gage homered his first time up. And Lattimore was almost a release early in the 2015. He was really struggling. And he had a prolific second half. 16 of his 20 homer year in the second half year. And along with guys like Mancini and Mike Yastrzemski helped lead the Bay Sox, what is still their lone team in franchise history. As here's the pitch. And a ball strike in the outer half. Good pitch from Velez. The count is nothing. 1 Erie leads. Top of the fifth. Runner is second. 1. Straight away on the rubber. Sets of the belt. And he throws. And there's it. Another foul in the outer half of the plate. Age Workman, his father, a longtime minor league ball player. Fourth on draft choice in 2020 out of Arizona. And a big power hit already today. His doubles 11, then 6, 10 on the year. And the home run he hit earlier was fourth of the season. The Velez try to keep this a one-run game. As off the back in Meadows. And now the pitch. Swing and a miss. He gets a breaking ball down and in. And Roberts picked it cleanly and put the tag on Workman as he tried to leave towards first base. Oh, nicely there. There's two down to the inning. And now the right fielder, Eric De La Rosa, will come to second year Seawool. De La Rosa played in 29-3 last year. All for one tonight. And here's the pitch. And a curveball strike over the plate to get ahead. Boy, it's a lot easier in this game when you just bend a beauty right up plate from atop the hill. And Valenz has just beautiful nose to the tutter. Yeah, it just dropped for him. Incoming. Fastball cut on a miss. He went right after him. Right down the middle with the heater, but it's tough. After you saw a mid-seas curve, they're trying to turn around that fastball immediately following. Can Velez put him away? Nothing count. Meadows, who runs well, gets his leadoff skin, but time is called at the eight. De La Rosa, drafted by Detroit, all the way back in 2018. Answer's not all the way, 4 years ago. It's there, she. He went off speed, and he got him on the inside corner, and the inning is over. Brings in, that is now six strikeouts for Antonio. And we head to the last of the fourth. It's 2-1 on the Bay Sox baseball board.
Sky Shooter Displays, BY Pyrotechnics, will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pro musicals, custom choreographed, much more. The night sky is true, so don't be shy. Give ZY a find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, pyrotechnics.com.
It's very special at Georgia Stadium on Saturday, June 8th, that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clatten Baseball Celebration sponsored Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Fans will have a chance to bid on game or Bay Sox jerseys with all proceeds to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Accept on your chance to own a piece of base history on Saturday, June 18th. Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. Get your tickets now at baysox.com.
At DCA Imagings, we provide a tenured team of office professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to document storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-57021, or find out more how we can help you. DCImaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's a 2-1 ball game. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. And here is Haska. This is 4-5 and 6 in the Bay Sox order. Has a fastball missed badly. Down to ball one. Well, Haska deep it. Two of the three lefty Sox order will follow Prieto and Mundy. Next one. Swing at a cut from Haska over the top speed pitch. And a 1-1. Haska in his sixth homer of the year. On Sunday, in another one-run defeat for Bowie, as a pitch misses away, ball two. Things in the baseball have a way of evening itself out. The Bay Sox have been on the end of so many close games this year. As there's a fly ball well hit to left field. Turner back on the run, turning to look. It hit the top of the wall. It did get over. Wow. He's asking. He's in the second stand. It's a stand-up double. Never see it. It literally top of the wall. If this were tennis, you know, when you hit the top of it and it just trickles over to get the point, the player always like apologizes. Bergner, that is, should be doing, should point at the wall and say, thank you all. Wow. How about that? Emer by an Ash. And here is Cezanne, the Cuban talent in from the left side for his second play at bat in his debut. And he takes down low under the count 1-0. Prieto still, I mean, very young player, turned 23 2 weeks. Part of a lineage of very good Cuban ball players that have been in this organization over the years as he swings and misses through. What was the changeup? And what? Henry Oria was the first he stands out. He played in the big leagues of the Baltimore outfielder. As now the one ball, one inch. Fastball, feels a bit low. And the count 2-1. Ariel Alvarez, he ended 2014 in Bowie. Injuries derailing for Alvarez, who had a brief big league stint with the Orioles. As now the 2-1. Line drive, but caught at third. Slid the other way. Lipsius, the knee, with a backhand air. And it's a loud first out off the bat of Prieto. And now J.D. will come to the plate. And obviously, how about Yusniel Diaz with such an enormous piece of Bowie's 2019 ball club that went to this championship series. And Diaz had a spectacular spring as he's knocking on the door towards his big league debut. As here's Mundy, runner at second, one. And he takes a fastball strike half of the plate. You look back at the Orioles, and the Orioles actually famously game, actually two game, against the Cuban Nat team in Havana. A big news of the time as a lifted foul off the bat of Munt out of play left side, and the count went two. All the way back in 1990, we're watching the first game. The Orioles won the first game and lost the second in a two-game series between Baltimore and the national team. He really never seen anything like that anymore. Oh, and a ball lifted in the air off of an LS ball. And we'll do it again. Nothing two to Mundy. I always thought it was amazing. I saw Pickle Ripken after the shaking hands with a Cuban ball player and the back of his jersey red, Machado. Would know that one of the Oriole greats for the next generation or so was Manny. Change up, caught on, and missed. Big strikeout. Third of the day for Bergner. Leadoff double is still at it with two down. And here's Chi Ortiz. Manny Machado's family is of Dominican descent, but Manny, player now, of course, with the San Diego Padres. Boy, he's having quite a year in here. As here is Joey's right-handed hitter and the pitch. And it's a cold strike on the outside corner. And, of course, Houston was a big piece in the Machado trade. See, it all comes together in the end, right? The count is nothing and one to Ortiz. Here's the pitch. Put it away. And Dingler really did a good job there. That pitch in the dirt. He went in front of it, but he picked cleanly to his backhand side. Keeps the runner at second with two down here. As Haskin can run, moving with contact. Bowie looking for a two-out hit to try to tie the game. 2-1, Erie leads it. As a turn off the Bergner, and he looks back without offering a throw. Bergner making his eighth start of the year. He had allowed only 16 hits in three innings this year. That's just a spectacular number. Pitch. Chopper over the hill, shortstop over, and working, gloving, and on the run. Leaping throw gets Ortiz. What a nice play. Behind the bag at second, a leaping crossbody throw, and the Bay Sox, for a second time in this game, have a runner in position with nobody out. Do not score. On to the 2-1 Erie on the Sox Baseball Network.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Fuel is the best way to be a fan of the Sox. And it's completely free for kids just 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members only, discount ticket offers, and free for just signing up. Parents, head over to Bay.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George this season and next. The Bay Sox Club, sign up now at Bay Sox.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC technician, and you're interested in a life, a better means to provide for your family, a way so that you're earning the highest wage and the best benefits in our industry. Website at steamfitters602.org. That's steamfitters-2.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey, coffee lovers, where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Arms. Because with our new brewing, it takes less than a minute to selecting the kind of coffee you want. This, the freshest, most flavorful cup you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love and sip because it's the freshest in the world. Real fresh, fast, Royal Farms.
Well, welcome back for the fifth inning. He leads him with a call. Here's Mattis.
First pitch from Antonio Velez Carpio. Misses down a breaking ball. Starts the count out at 1-1. As Velez has already struck out batters over four innings total on 50 pitches. Only Dave up his two solo home runs. Next offering. Ball to strike, bottom edge. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Carpio to shortstop his first time up. It's 2 in the Erie lineup here in this inning. They play him wide on the infield. Misses justly a breaking ball again from Velez to 2-1. That curveball has been working well for him today. It just didn't curve that offering. It's empty. Nobody out here as Bowie tried to 1 here in the top of the fifth. The 2-1s deep right center field. A good long gap, and it's out. That one was a long shot. 101 miles an hour off the bat and 97 feet away from home. And a season's high. 3 home runs allowed by Antonio Velez. 3 solo shots as Bowie trails 3-1. Here for Luis Carpio in his 33rd game with the Seawolves. And that Erie the run back after Coates had his solo home run in the bottom of the third. So now it goes back to the top of the Rosa. Three home runs today is a career high for Antonio Velez, in addition to being just a road for two on the day with a pair of strikeouts. They just swung on and missed. Fastball up and was up at nothing and one. It was a 1-2 in the first inning and a 2-2 pitch that sent Rosa in the third. Here's the 0-1. Called a strike. Fastball hits for outside edge and the count goes to nothing and Rosa. And I've said a little bit about Velez as he's continued to work the organization. Those home runs could be damaging at points as the 0-2 just misses high. Count goes to a ball. While he has described himself as a ground ball pitcher, the ball seemed to be taking command. The 1-2. Called strikey. Got him with a fastball on the up inside corner. Rosa drops the bat, adjusts the helmet, just deciding to stick around in the box as a of disagreement, non-vocally, I suppose. But seventh strikeout for Antonio Velez today. Ties a season high for the left-hander, and he fits against Dylan Dingler, who's riding a 2-for-2. First pitch home. Dingler to the middle and past the second baseman of Sid. That one a little over of the pitcher and a long run in for Prieto, but he could not get there. It's three-hit day for Dylan Dingler. Much needed for him as he's just kind of been hovering around the 230-240 mark around this whole season. And now it goes to Carey Karp. It was 1-for-2 on the day. Popped out to the third base in foul territory in the first. Single to right field with two outs in the third was left at first base. Three on lefty, first pitch. Breaking ball. The slider misses down and away for Velez. Count opens up at 1-0. Carpenter had a very brief cup of coffee with Tripto. And by brief, I mean int the 1-0. This one crushed out. This one's gone. Oh, gosh. That's a massive blast for Carey Karp. His 12th home season, a two-run shot, makes it a 5-1. That was well placed. So much so that off bat, it looked like a no-doubter. Numbers put it pretty mild-mannered. 59 miles an hour and 356 feet away from home plate. But still, a big-time boom. Carpenter, the team's home run leader, served Velez his fourth ball today. Already extending, been a career high. And just like at the Bay Sox, we'll get pitcher up and moving, and looks to be Adam Stauffer. Here's Andre Lipsius, first breaking ball misses down, and it down opens up at 1-0. And I had also said it around pregame. Velez, he runs into that troublesome thing from time to time as Lipsius lines it to third. Great grab on the knee by West. Spins around and upright. Zips it first and it's there. What an incredible play by Jordan West over at third. Have to drop to a knee to feel the bounce while at the same time taking its momentum, using it to bring yourself back feet with the spin. Astonishing play. That's the second out of the frame, and it's a Quincy Naporti now. First pitch is a ball that misses down. Counts out at 1-0. Naporti has hit it to left field twice today. The curveball hits the zone. Out strike. It's 1-1. He flew out to left and lined out to left in the fourth. As Velez 5-1 misses wide a fastball. Counts balls and a strike. And those troublesome for Velez have usually been around when he tries to stretch deeper. Give you some numbers in just a second. As he kicks and fires the 2-1, it's inside. Maybe a bit down. Count goes to 3-1. Here are his ERAs over each. 3.60 in the first. 1.80 in the second. Now in the third. 0 in the fourth. Including to the 3-1. Misses, bounces away. And it's a 2-out of Tina Porti. Just his ninth run this season and the first allowed Velez. Up that little string of numbers in the Velez's ERA is 7-1-8, and in the sixth, he's only made it into the sixth once this season, so the number is a bit inflated, but 21 points, that's six runs for earned, with just two outs recorded. Fans care, corner at patient first, urgent care that's 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every patient has on-site labs, x-rays, and drugs. Patient first, the name fits. Well, the Bay Sox in a tough situation right now. Four home runs for the Erie Seawolves. A trio of shots, and finally a two-run by Carey Karpenter. Two homes in this inning have made it a 5-1 game as Velez now has to tangle with Lefker Meadows. Meadows had a double back in the fourth to right field. Runner at first, two away. As Velez sets at the chin, drops to the and fires the first pitch home. It's crushed out in deep. Hall running back to Wall, and it's gone. The fifth home run of the day for Erie. All of them against Velez as he holds hands on head in disbelief on what's been a tough day for the left-hander. Second of the season, Parker Meadows. Another two-run means a five-run inning. Make that a... It should be a five-run inning.
Shortstop.
So, and now here's Gage Workman. Switch hitter bats righty, and they'll probably as much out of Velez now as they can. Game's gotten out of hand. First pitch popped right side. Count opening in one. So, runs by Dylan Dingler, Carey Carper Meadows, Workman, who shot in the second, and then Luis Carpo. Here's the 0-1. Fouled off right side, and the count goes thing in two. Bases empty 2-A here in the top of the fifth inning. Again, as Bowie is probably just going to get as much as they can, see if he can finish this frame. The 0-2 bounced over to third. Westberg holds, gloves at the charges with a couple of steps, inched in time. Mercifully ended. Three home runs for the Seawolves. Funds total. And as we're at home here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie 7-1. You're listening to Base Ball.
Everyone deserves a great, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts, and whether it's braces or Invisalign, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted. Flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the DC area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com and book your free consult. That's rsmile.com for Rad, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. To get their team stand out from the rest, specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team, orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. To get your employee back to work, costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployeeIWC.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning here, Bowie, as the Bay Sox trail 7-1. It's gotten out of hand by way of the loss this evening. Five home runs for the Seawolves, all of them against Entez. Blow away his career high, and he's done for the day. Cody Roberts will lead for the Bay Sox here in the bottom of the fifth, and the home misses down and away for a ball. Break ball starts the count out at 1-0. Roberts, responsible for the only run Bowie today, a solo home run to lead off the third inning. Here's the next. Called a strike. Good. Little frame there by Dylan on a fastball low, and the count goes strike. Here's the 1-1. Delivers it low, and the count goes to two balls. It's on Bergner at this point to just finish out the fifth. See how quickly he can do it, then maybe go into the sixth. As Erie has their troubles this season with their pen. The 2-1 pitch is down and away for a ball, and the count goes to one. But that starting pitching rotation has been one of the best in the Eastern League. And that's what's been keeping Erie afloat as they sit at 21-18 this season. Here's the 3-1 to Roberts. Ball four, and he wastes no time up the line with the free pass. Third walk of the day allowed by Bergner, as he'd only have walked 12 batters. All seat coming into this one. Here's Zach Watson. So the Seawolves have a starting rotate RA of 2.6 season, which lead their 213 strikeouts from starting pitchers leads the league. That number might change a little bit today because they are neck and neck with set. And so far, Bergner with three strikeouts against his three walks to that. And a lot of that is always going to come down to Bowie's plate discipline. It's been so highly touted and so just crafted that it's that you just can't break through. The Bay Sox, how their offensive struggles have gone, have never sacrificed that plate. Here's Zach Watson, the number 9 pitch. Misses high, a ball, comes up at 1-0. Adam Stauffer back to warming up in the poor Bowie, the right-hander, so Antonio Velez is most likely done. No action for Erie, especially now with a six-run advantage. The 1-0 popped up, right side, this one will get out. A ball and a strike. Watson walked his first time up. Second base was left stranded. As the 1-1 comes in, swing and a miss. Fastball hits the upper outside corner. Counts nothing and two. The Bay Sox have actually gotten a runner in scoring position with nobody out in each of the 2 innings and have failed to score. Here's the 1-2. Call 3, bottom edge. Watson takes it and dug out. Fourth strike, Austin Bergner today. To add with, they've actually got a runner in a scoring position with no 3 of their innings today. First inning, too, can't forget that. Back when the game was scoreless, Bowie had ability to jump ahead. Great grab in center field by Parker Meadow. An RBI extra base hit from Jordan West. Top of the lineup with Adam Hall. First called a strike on a fastball away. Count of nothing and one. Hall tried to surprise a bunt in the third inning. Wind runner was at first and bunt bump out. The 0-1. He foul. Breaking ball hits off the bottom of the edge and the count goes to nothing. 2. And that's just been such a touch for Bowie. Over the past, things were left after they had won their series with Harrisburg, coupled with the doubleheader sweep and the no-hitter. The 0-2 pitch. Thin on the hands, right side, out of play. Count stays. But since then, just not really anything has gone his way. They've only collected 2 wins since that double. They no-hit Harrisburg in game 1. Here's the 0-2. This is down, a fastball, and goes to a ball and 2 strikes on Hall. First, 1 away here in the bottom of the 5th inning, down 7-1. Here's the pitch. Misses down and away. Hall, best to lay off of some of these tantalizing pitches, but fortunately they're not really dancing on the edge of the zone. They're moving well enough that he can read them and lay off. Two-two. Down and away. That one in fastball. Count goes full. First time today that Hall is to a full count. 2-for-8 this season. Full counts. 5 strikeouts. 5 walks. Let's see if Roberts tries to take off the stolen base this year. So I doubt it. But the payoff is driven high into the right field corner, but this one is sliding and getting out of play. So Hall will stick their full count offering. The way the Bay Sox are going, still might be able to knock Bergner out of the game before he can fin line for a win. He's 76 pitches so far today. Right-hander Billy is warming in the bullpen. Only 2 appearances this season for the Seawolves. Another payoff set to come. Here it is, and it's fouled off a guide. Count stays full. And again, it's been consecutive starts for Bergner in which he's fittings after his first 3 starts failed to see him accomplish that. So this right now is a bit of a mix of what he did also. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside edge, and Hall can't hold on. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bergner. He's up this evening, and now there's 2 away. Gunnar Henderson.
Shortstop, Gunnar Henderson.
Henderson riding an 0-1 day, walked in the first, was taken out an inning-ending double play, grounded out his last time up. First pitch. D watches breaking ball miss down at curve. Count opens up at 1-0. Ended the count full in each of his first plate appearances today as they play him hard to pull. The 1-0. Misses down a fastball. Goes to 2-0. Henderson's big pitches per plate appearance, guys, that I've made plenty of mention of. The 4.1 pitches plate appearance. It's a little up there in Bowie's lineup. More middle of the road than anything, but they'll run it. The 2-0. Misses just in fastball. And the count goes to 3-0. And this is the other thing, well, is that he'll drive the plate appearances up and then draw the walks. Because if he'll walk here, it'd be a big error. I'll tell you why in a second, as the 3-0 is right down Broadway for a called strike, 3-1. If Henderson draws, he'd have drawn 37 walks and struck out still only 27 times. And he's coming up on 40 games. That's an astounding stat. The 3-1. Down and in ball 4, so there it is. Henderson on 37 walks this season and only struck out 27 times. That's the 4th given up by Bergner today. 2 of them in this inning. Let's see if that leads to a change. Looks like that's going to be the case. Gabe Alvarez, the Seawolves manager, out of the dugout. Has he made the point yet? There it is. Nope. Of a pitching change. Bergner not able to log a decision as he departs after just 4 2/3 innings. Pitching change here at Prince George's Stadium. The trail 7-1 here in the bottom of fifth. Runners at first and second with Tech after this. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Hey, Bay Sox, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn or pest control service. Enjoy the summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our site at onthegreeninc.com. Call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn game.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game, the group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options at unbeatable rates with plenty of options, suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat there for an unforgettable time. Find out your group outing by calling 401-464-480 or going to baysox.com.
Pitching change here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie trails. We're still in the bottom of the fifth. Bowie has runners at first and second away. Billy Lesher take over for the Erie Seawolves. Auto departs. His line final, runners at first and second belong to him, and it's a no decision starter since he only went 4 2/3. But the full line as it stands, 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run it was. He struck out 5 and walked 4, which is a season day for the right-hander. He gave up 1 home run, a solo blast to Cody Ryan. But it makes way for Lesher, a 6'4", 215-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Jacksonville, Florida, 17th-round draft selection in 2017. In the season for Erie, Lesher has only made 2 appearances. He's without in a 3.86 ERA. In a third innings of work, he's logged only one strikeout, hasn't walked anyone. Jordan Westberg to start, a fresh face, the hot-hitting Westberg, who is 0-for-2 today. First pitch, breaking ball misses up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Lesher has a very low arm, not full-on sidearm as Hoffman, but he will come at you at a much more heavy angle. As he fires, the one's lifted out toward the corner side, but foul. This one play, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Runners at first and second, 2 away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Bay Sox trailing 7 on a 5-home-run day, Erie, all of them coming against Antonio Velez, who's most likely done now. Here's the 1-1 from left. Slider way, and the count goes to 2-1 on Berg, who lined out to straightaway center in the first. It was a great Parker Meadows. Probably in for extra bases if he hadn't made it. Berg struck out looking in the third inning. Here's the 2-1. Served up the middle, grabbed on a soft line by the second base, Scarpio. The inning is over, and the Bay Sox strand yet another in position. They draw 2 walks, bring anything across as we go to the sixth. Bowie trails 1 here at Prince George's Stadium after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bucs and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 1-231-80 or visit us online www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the best at Prince George's. There's no better way to cap off a fun ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So now at baysox.com, there's plenty to catch in the month of May with fireworks every home Saturday. To see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by Tactics will be lighting up the sky for the Lions fireworks shows following games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless. Be shy. Give ZY a try. Find more by calling us at 573-281-36 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
We're on to the sixth inning here at Prince George's Stadium, and the base pitching change Antonio throws five innings for Bowie, gives up nine hits, a season's high seven runs across for the left-hander, a career high seven runs across for the left-hander on seven strikeouts with only one walk, and by five home runs allowed. Stauffer takes over, and we hand it off to the other, Adam Holt.
That's what we got a lot of runs in the building tonight, don't we, Matt? As Stauffer, the big right-hander, and a fastball's up in it at 91 miles an hour. Eight-hole hitting Eric De La Rosa. A 7-1 Erie lead. They've hit five home runs in the game. Here's the pitch. And a ball chop towards the boy. Henderson was deep in the hole. And that is a seeing eye single. It trickles into center for De La Rosa. And now Luisio will come to the plate to hit his first homer of the year. This was that big five-run rally. You look at what the Bay Sox were able to last year, a season in which they had their best ever percentage in franchise, and frankly, just out-homered opponent Adley. Pitch and a ching and a foul on a line to the screen, and the count is nothing and one. Now this year, Bowie is hitting a good amount of homers. They've got more home runs than games, 44 entering 37 games. They're allowing even more. As Stauffer's ready, and the 0-1 to Carpio. And a big sweeping break leaves down and away. And the Kevens at 1-1. They had allowed 47 into Tampa, now 52 runs against the Bay Sox in this, the 38th game of the year. That's a big number, 1-1. Baseball, cut it and miss, 2. Fur is in his starting with the Bay Sox. This has been really good. Four runs allowed. All earned in 11 and two-thirds. He's been a striker. The big righty comes home. And a fastball taken. A check swing. But Pio did not go in the count two. Stauffer. Knock on wood here. I'm getting at my forehead. He's only walked two batters in two-thirds innings. And there's a lot to that as a reliever. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Breaking ball bends down low. A throw to second. In time. They got him. What a per throw made by Roberts. It was one of those where that throw hit right on the mutt. And it was. Caught stealing. Retired. And now 3-2 out. Here to Carpio. What a throw. Prieto barely had to move his after catching a pitch. Fly ball foul out of play right side. And we'll do it again with a count 3-2. Stauffer has allowed one run or less in five of his six previous pitch coming. And it's in on strike three. So two down. He froze Carpio with a small. And now De Rosa 0-3 with three strikeouts. Will step to the plate. He's really a new face with the Erie. This third game, the product of state itself, along with the Tigers, their leader, kind of in MAC territory. As there's a swing and a miss, and the count is nothing and one. Kent State lead it in. That's right, Ohio. As now the 0-1, and a ball bends down low, and they count 1-1. Tough day for Rosa and what has been a big day offensively for Erie. Kind of wild. They've got 10 hits, half of them. Rosa has three ties, and he argued strike time up as there's a big ball in there on the outer half of the and the count wanted two. Stauffer with 1 week IL stint as a fastball misses away, but he has been active May the 12th. And here we are just about 6 later. And give Bowie some innings here. The wind of the 2-2. And it's in there. A cold strike three. On the outer half of the no doubt about it. With a fastball. What an outstanding inning of work for Adam Sir. So we head to the bottom of the 6th inning. 7-1 Erie leads on the Bay Sox Ball Network.
It takes time to get flavorful coffee beans from the Latin regions of Colombia and Brazil farms. But less than a minute, get yourself a delicious hot cup, the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' newest made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew magnificent cup at a time. Royal Farms makes the freshest and best world. Real fresh, real fat, Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to be the star of the show. Dance dugout with Louie, play games in the introduce a batter in the game, and you have the stadium sing for you. Birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Pringer's Stadium. Book yours by calling 01-464-4880 or asox.com.
Are you interested in getting or expanding on a career in the pipe welding or HVAC servicing? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing college debt? If you are interested and you live in the D.C. area, Fitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program, how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
So it's a 7-1 ball game here. Let's see if Bowie can chip away. They are now into the bullpen as this Billy Lesher came on to get the final out of the fifth inning. He's now of record here. Here's Hudson Haskin. Stretch the pitch, and it's a fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count is nothing and one. Haskin has six homers on the year, and three of them came in one game. He loves hitting days. Here's the pitch. And a break fouled into the screen off to the right side. I'd have to look back. Matt might know this, but he hit three homers in the first Sunday of the year. And then he hit another home run on Sunday. Does he have any other Sunday homers? It's be the day of rest. As now the 0-2 pitch. Of course, Monday of rest in minor league baseball. Let's get that roller slowly hit. Carnage and gloving, throwing in. Just got him by a step. A bang, bang play. And one down. What are you talking about? In minor league baseball, the week starts on Tuesday and ends on day. Now we have Cesar Prieto lined out sharply his last time up. He looks for his first double A bid. What a great year Prieto had in IA Aberdeen. Pitch, and he swings and hits it sharply to second. One hop, backpedaling Carpio in two-step field grass on a hop. He throws out Prieto. And just like that, two down. So having Prieto in this lineup, it's just another added piece of depth for the Bay. You kind of see it with the Orioles. I mean, you put Adley Rutschman in the middle of that Baltimore order, and it looks a lot. Here's the pitch. And there's a hard ground right into the shifting short Workman, who was playing almost right behind the bag at second. He gloves and he throws at Mundy. It is a very quick bottom of the inning. On to seventh we go, 7-1. And a series open here from Bowie on the Basics Baseball Network.
When your commercial project calls for a job done safely and on time, then you're the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe done well, you need the Plumber Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and craziest contraptions, the Good, Bad, and Rad Tour presented by A-Shock, very sketchy, scary, and cringe-worthy dangers of big air action, hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatics who risk their lives to send it. It's going down at Prince George's Stadium Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as dollars are on sale now at Basos.com.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jam night of promotions and fun at Prince Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by DA Imaging Systems. It's our mother and snide out with special ticket packages of asocshop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA camp. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your camp out in the outfield at Prince George's after the game. It all happens on Friday 17th, so find out more and get your tickets at basocs.com.
Top of the seventh inning, Erie's on top, 7-1. And here Dingley's in a big day, three hits, including as he'll stand in from the right side. in his second inning of work. Here is Stur. And a breaking ball dives down and away in the count 1-0. Dengler last year hit two time between three levels, right around that number here as well. As another breaking ball dives down and away, almost the same pitch, it's 2-0. He was a 2-7 hitter coming into today, but three hits changes that. Stops the sign from his catcher Roberts and throws. And a fastball off the outside, and it's 3-0 here to Dengler. Who played his collegiate ball at Ohio State. They play to pull. Here's the pitch. And it's ball four up. And Dingler's on for fourth time today. It's interesting how different conferences are different things, right? And a huge hit. First time in program history, the Maryland Terrapins were the 10 baseball champions. Maryland, when they were in the ACC, they really struggled to keep up with some of those southern pros, the Florida States, Miami, Clemsons of the world. The Big Ten is really conference that struggles at times with small. Here's the pitch to Carpenter. And he takes a changeup strike in the outer half. And the count is nothing in one. Albeit Michigan did play in the College World Series finals maybe a year or two. Count is nothing in one to Carpenter. Homered this time up to blow this game open. The pitch. And he swings and let. Caught by the second Hinto. And they get the deal. He picked it off to Dobbs. And he throws behind Dingler just ahead of him to get the out. And there's two out just like that. A second straight inning that the leaderboard has been retired. Rathley for Stauffer. And now Andre Lipsius will come to the plate here. 7-1 Erie lead, top of the seventh. As a thumping away, and the count is now low. One of the things about the baseball dream a little bit later is that and get tied up with the College Warriors pitch. And a fastball foul straight back out of play. That wanted one. It's always unusual when you'd have players littering the most important games of careers and get a draft literally that day or even during the game. It's now the 1-1 coming. And a breaking ball strike to Lipsius. And they can't wanted two. But now the Major League Baseball draft is in the month of July. It had been in that first week of June. If you think about it, it's the only sport that during their season. As a breaking out and a miss, strike three. A strikeout in two innings for Stauffer. And with it, the inning is over. So stretch time at Prince George Bowie. They need a big back in the thick of it. 7-1 Erie leads. And return with more right after this.
On the Green Incorporated is your care team providing professional organic lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care pro ballpark quality results. Each service is with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safety control insects and enjoy the outdoor with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreen.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. These hats, autographed bats, and great prices. Located right in gate at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com, the box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your fam. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.
Baseball is a game of special base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance from other workers' compensation insurance cases. Our health services team includes surgeons, nurse case managers, therapists, and more. All to get your impact to work, contain costs, and premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or with Chesapeake Employers at CEIC.com.
Alongside Matt Savanis, but only we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Erie, three homers in the fifth. They have five on the night. Bowie 7-1. Here's Joey Ortiz against what is now the third pitcher of the evening. As pitch at a fastball strike, and there's nothing in one. On the in split from Nick Kuja. As Kuja in his 11th outing of the year, out of the pen. That right, he throws, and a ball checked towards the second baseman, Carpio. Easy of late, he gloves him with plenty of time. He throws out, or and one retired for Cody Roberts, whose homer, the lone run of the year. Kuja is 1-3 with .59 ERA. Walks have really hurt him. He allowed 13 hits in 13 and two-thirds innings. That is not really an elevate. As here's the pitch, and Roberts takes a cutting slider, strike side. But Kuja has walked 12 throughs. And with it, 11 runs have scored this year against him. As there's a line by, it knocks down Kuja. It hit it. He's got it. He'll sling it to first, and he gets it out. Unbelievable. He's okay. Thank God. A line drive right at head. Kuja got his. You can hear ball hitting the web of his. And he's shaking off the trainer right now. That really a scary moment there, Matt. And Kuja is able to get to his feet. The ball down at the front of the hill and thirds. Not your usual 1-3. What is Kuja's heart rate Fitbit right now? My goodness. And now Zach Watson bats. It's the scariest that can really happen in a ball game for the most part. Unequivocally, I'd put it. And it's down to the way ball one. The two. Nobody on. 7-1 Erie. They play to pull here. Look at the first man. Niporti's way on. As Watson turns on one and lean near the Erie dugout. 1-1. Watson hit 12 homers in 49 games a year ago. He descent with the Bay Sox on Sunday as he takes a fastball strike side corner. We've got a guy with big-time potential batting here at the bottom of the order. Bowie really has a very deep lineup. Has a fastball missing down and away. Kuja in quickly at a 2. Adam Hall on deck. Another right-handed hitter. Erie leading 7-1. And here's the pitch. A reaching swing lifts a foul. Out of play to the right side. And we'll do it again here at 2-2 to Watson. Now Watson hit 21 homers in what was a short 2021 season. What a year for this hitter. And he swings and misses. They're a 95-mile-an-hour fall on the inside half of the play. And the Bay Sox go down order in the seventh. Now Bowie's in a tough spot here down to now, sin one. Erie in front. Eighth after this. Stauffer back to the mound. When we return on the Bay Sox, make more.
Bay Sox youth are back in 2022. Registration is open now. 3-7 summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year, Albury, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Evan Bumbry. Kids will take part in on-field instruction and go head camp-wide games at Prince George's. All campers get a free Bay Sox ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Seats is limited, so head to BaySox.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox youth baseball camp today.
If you own or operate a building, or if you're a general contractor is located or operates in the D.C., there's no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steam Fitters UA Local 602, highest level of HVAC, mechanical and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, visit steamfitters-602.
At DCA Imaging, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output to scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people print. Printers. Give DCA Imaging a 01-577-021 or find out more about how we can help you. DAImaging.com. DA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Erie in front of the top of the eighth with the call. Here's Matt.
Well, it's bottom half lineup due up for Erie in this. Adam Stauffer, though, is back to work. It's his relief in the first bit to Quincy Niporti. Held off right side, nothing in one. It's the minimum so far for Stauffer, while the leadoff bat has reached in both of his two innings have been eliminated in separate ways. Caught stealing in a double play. Erie one pitch. Slider misses Dunaway. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Stauffer's longest appearance for Bowie is three innings, so he should be able to finish out this inning after just throwing 24 pitches over the two, and then the Bay Sox can hand it off to one final reliever, the 1-1. Miss A, and the count goes to 2-1. But if you still need to be careful, this offense for a breakout, they've established that today with home runs. 2-1, the count is empty, and nobody out here in the top of the eighth. Stauffer kicks and deals the next. Fouled off behind the screen, and the count goes even at two. After Naporti here in this half, it's left-hander Parker Meadows, then square Gage Workman. Sure foots the rubber, splits it down the middle. 5-2-2. Misses high, jump, and the count runs full. As you'd imagine, the five home runs allowed today are the most allowed by Bowie and Aim this season. And the combined six home runs, adding Cody Roberts, is tied for the most in Aim. Next pitch, swung on and missed for three. A late attempt at a sinking fastball there, and Naporti is down on strikes. Four punch-outs this evening for Adam Stauffer.
Center field, Parker Meadows.
Here's Meadows. They'll play the left-hander hard to pull. He does it about 44%, but he can go the opposite way. Seeing clip, 37%. First pitch, up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Pulled both of his hits today. Doubled to right field in the fourth inning. Had a two-run home run, part of that three-run fifth for Erie. Here's the one. He pulls it again toward right field. On a line, it's right to Adam Hall. Right fielder took a hard charge in, probably about 10 steps before he realized he didn't need to go any further, and makes the catch. Two gone. That was a screamer, too. 109 off the bat. A lot of great barrels from Erie in this game. Not much more you need to say about it. It's just something that they've been squaring for them. Here's Gage Workman. First pitch home is called a strike on a ball outside edge, and it's nothing and one. Workman got this party started back in Kinetic. A two-out solo home right away center field. Here's the 0-1. Again. Same king ball, same outside edge, and Stauffer just keeping with it as the count goes nothing and two. Base is empty already here in the top of the eighth as Stauffer looks to fit the minimum through three. The 0-2, line to the other way, a base hit. Spoke the opposite into existence there as Workman has a multi-hit game. Two-out base hit for the shorts. Now here's Eric De La Rosa.
Right fielder, Eric De La Rosa.
It's the 11th hit day for the Seawolves as De La Rosa digs in. First pitch home from Stauffer is bounced high over, running on it Henderson. Doesn't go the short, then rips it to first, but gets it there with a couple of steps to spare, and is over. 6-3 put out in a two-out single left stranded at first. We're on to the bottom of the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trails 7-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a base game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients, birthday parties, and even fundraising ops for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates. Plenty of options on suites, seats, decks around the ballpark. Eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group out calling 301-464-4880 or going sox.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at PayFirst. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most your insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injury, Patient First is here for you. PayFirst, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox to provide their pest control services. For residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, mosquito control, mosquito control, and all control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300. Visit us online at www.now.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, he has the Bay Sox trail 7-1. It'll be the top of the Bay Sox lineup, two up, starting with Adam Hall. First pitch to him is called fastball lower outside corner. Hall, Henderson, Westberg, two up here in the eighth. Nick Kujak on the mound for Erie. He's on the side in order in the seventh. Pair of groundouts and a strikeout swing. They play Hall up the middle. He's 1-3 on the day. It takes his time to come set, and that should be a strike or an automatic ball call, I should say. It is. The clock had expired, and Kuja was just so long to bring it together. Count runs to a ball and out. Here's the next. Slider misses away, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Hall single to open up the game. Got all the way to third base, but Bowie getting him home. part of it to a fantastic play in center Parker Meadows. Hall fouls off this pitch. In on the hands a little bit, so the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So they do have automatic ball, and I assume automatic strike are built into the game day system for the play-by-play data. As the two is swung on and missed for strike three. Fastball, and Hall is down on strikes. Second overall for today.
You know, Matt, it makes it hard to know what AB is anymore.
I'm just interested in how much of an effect that might. Does it count to pitch counts? These days, intentional walks don't count to pitch counts anymore because there's no pitches thrown in those. And even back in the old days, when you did throw a walk, it would count because you were technically throwing even though you weren't actually trying hard. To Gunnar Henderson called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing in one. Henderson riding an 0-for-1 day, but a pair of one. He walks back in the fifth and it's at first base. Here's the 0. Misses down, and the count goes even. A strike.
Feels like this is a Clark Henderson 0-for, meaning when he's ahead, he still gets two walks.
I brought it up when he drew his second walk in the fifth inning. He's now walked 10 more times than he's scouted this season.
Amazing.
At 20 years old, the 1-1. It's away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike.
I argue that at AA, it's the most pure stuff that you see at the AAA level. You see a lot of guys that are more veteran pitchers.
Here's the 2-1. Henderson fouls it off in the hands, and the count goes deep 2.
Do you probably see more consistent velocity as big-time arms at the AA level than the other in the minors?
Well, I was talking with a reporter from the Baltimore earlier today, and he said something interesting that I really hadn't pieced together. 2-2. Served out towards center field. Meadows on the run, but he gets a good line drive. That 2, and there's 2 away. As Henderson is 0-for-2. Real quick, what he was talking about is the White Sox set up a quote-unquote catcher for batting practice. They'll just put a ball on top of a ball bag, like the giant cylindrical bag that you put the baseballs in, and that'll count as the catcher as a faux strike zone. Here's Jordan Westberg, first pitch line drive, court stop. Incredible grab by Gage Workman. Attempt and pull it to the air to steal another base. Esberg has really been putting bare ball, but has an overshoot for it. Such a tough day for Jordan Westberg. 3 down, go the Bay Sox in the 8th as we're off Bowie Trail 7-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th, Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators, school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office, with 2 free tickets to a choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to July 1st.
There is a weekend in July where the big world revolves around a village in upstate. Baseball Hall of Fame induction Weekerstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities, priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jimmy Minoso, Tony Oliva, O'Neill, and David Ortiz, class of 2022. BaseballHall.org today.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out. Specialists also help set employers' insurance apart from other compensation insurance companies. Our health systems team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to retain costs and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Ninth inning action here in Bowie as the Sox trail 7-1. Adam Stauffer is coming out for his thing of relief. An interesting in what might end up being a pseudo piggyback role here for Bowie as Antonio Velez, 5 innings, is in line for a loss today. A delay before we get started this inning. The game was taking a while to get up the field. Luis Carpio will lead off for Erie as they have the advantage. Pitch bounced slowly toward third. Running air handing Westberg on to first in time. Jordan Westberg is going to get hits taken away late. He's going to make sure he takes away hits in the field. That was an incredible play. 5 put out on just a 68-mile-an-hour dribbler that ate most of its speed on the first bounce. And he almost made it look easy. 1 gone here in the top of the ninth, and now up to Dizzo. Leadoff man is 0-for-4 on the day. All strikeouts. First pitch. Slider misses wide, and the count starts out at 1-0. Already the longest appearance of the season for Adam Stauffer. His previous IV innings, that was back on the 27th of April against Richmond. Check swing, high fall, no appeal. It's called a strike from the home plate umpire. And the count goes even at one. Stauffer doesn't have starting experience in his career, though, so this isn't that far-fetched for him. His one is called a strike. Middle, Rosa really having a tough time going this evening. Just his third game with Erie this season. So he has been over, and that's never really fun. Here's the 1-2. Tipped over to third and past Berg as he tried to slide forward toward the corner. Ready for it in the Seawolves bull, picked out by Hudson Haskin as the Seawolves. It's a double for Dylan Rosa. His first double with Erie this season. And I assume that's a sigh over him after starting the day 0 for strikeouts. Stop. Couple of starts in 2021, 8 starts in 2019, 14 total appearances, and his in innings pitched is 7. So he's nowhere near, you know, that massive tax area where he's been in the past. As first pitch home to Dingler is called a strike. Half, it's nothing and one. If Stauffer runs into a bit of trouble as this inning persists, he does have Shelton Perkins up and tossed in their bullpen. Dingler riding a perfect day at the plate. Just misses barely in the lower outside corner and evens it a ball and a strike. Dingler in the first inning, had a solo homer in the third, a single and a run scored in the fifth, a 5-run frame for Erie, walked in the seventh but got taken out on a killing. Here's the 1-1. Nice curveball. Hits the bottom of the zone and moves inside a little bit. Runs the count for ball strikes now. Stauffer's season in pitches is 49, and he's under that mark still, so that's why he's probably being brought out again, the 1-2. Lifted foul right side. Stays. Sun is most here at Prince George's Stadium. I'd say the light 95% of the work, but you've got just enough left of the clouds above that you can see a slighter tint of blue between some of the scattered clouds. Here's another 2 to Dingler. Breaking curve, misses away. Dingler thought about it, but he pulls back and the count gets 2. Well, I had mentioned it pregame, very big strikeout candidate. Only a 5.3% with this season. You lifted on the infield. Foul ground right now. Mundy down with the call and the catch at first base. Ross had shed the mask, but as soon as Mundy for it, he stopped in his track. So Dingler is retired on a pop out to first in Frittori. And there's 2 over Carey Carpenter. But do you leave the pitcher out for the best hitter in the lineup when it's already a 7-1 game and save Perkins simply because the Bay Sox bullpen has been so taxed over the past 2 weeks. And it looks like that's what's going to happen. Righty on lefty, Carpenter, first pitch. Swing and a miss, high fastball. Count opens up at 1. Carpenter third in foul territory his first time. Singled in his plate appearance in the third, but left stranded, then a 2-run in the fifth, his 12th of the season. Here's the 0-1. Fastball again. Stauffer had it the first time, decided to go with it a second time. He's ahead 0-2. Carpenter lined into a double play in the setting, too. A great grab by St. Prieto. Runner at second, 2 away. Stauffer 2, and it just misses inside. Stauffer had taken about a step and a half off, thinking he might have gotten the called strike 3. And on the Trackman readout, it looks to be that call. So offer again to try for the put-down pitch. That was 50th this evening, so a CM. The 1-2. That one down and in, breaking ball, just a 2-2. So if Carpenter, it's most likely the day for... So you really want him to get out there so the Bay Sox can hold on to Perkins maybe for tomorrow. The 2-2. Lined out toward right field. Adam Hall runs in a little bit, and boom. So the inning is over. Now double of no consequence and left-handed at second. The Bay Sox have a lot to get done as we move to the bottom of the ninth. They need 6 to tie, 7 to win. We can get it done. We're back after this. Your Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Tactics will be lighting up the sky with the Lions fireworks shows following games all season long. We will give you best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Days include traditional shows, gyro musicals, custom quarry days, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-3361 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
Deals at Prince George's Stadium with Wii promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box office with a proof of service at a half price. Bring along your furry woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour every Thursday from $5 to $6 Bud and Bud Light drafts with your beer specials throughout the year. Music to get your night started. It's time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Most people don't know what Twitter is. More importantly, what you do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what you would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heat or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and for refrigerated produce. Could you? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steve-602.org. Talk about how we can bring value to you.
Down to their final three outs this evening, a trail by six. The bottom half of the lineup for Bowie, starting with the cleanup batter Hudson Haskell, then Cesar Prieto and Jaden Mundy to get going for Bowie. So you have kickstart a six-run rally. Houston, new pitcher on the mound for Eagles. We've got a pitching change. Nick Coos out on two perfect innings of relief. It was a very good day for him. First pitch can hits him. That's what we've seen a lot from Huddy, as he really crowds the plate, has a bit of a delaying out, and if I'm not mistaken, the fourth time he's been hit by a pitch this season? Oh gosh, no, I was way off. That's the seventh. So seventh hit by pitch drawn by Hudson Hasker, and it's a leadoff baser for Bowie as Zach Houston steps
in. You'll have to go to the toes to count it.
Oh, that's true. I'm to count it for us. Here's Prieto to the lefty. His called outside edge. It's nothing in one. In the line on Kuja, two innings, no hits or walks. He struck out two batters, and it makes way for Zach Houston, a 6'5", 2-pound, 27-year-old right-hander from Pollerville, Mississippi. Next pitch, Pete. And the count to nothing, and quickly on Prieto, who is over. He's hit it on the ground to second base, lined out to third, struck ball back in the fourth, but got it today. First, nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth as Bowie trails 7-1. At this point, Prieto would just like to pick up that first hit to hang his hat on. Nearly gets it, but fouls it off a little bit. Count goes to nothing, or stays at nothing.
Point. You'd love to go into the game not thinking about it, right? Because you know, a new team, you just want to get that out of the way as quick as possible.
Houston coming. Holds for some time. Finally fires the 0-2 as puts it foul the other way. Good side, but this one too far to the left. Out. As Houston on the season, Erie. Not his 0-1 record in a 3-4-8. He's pitched in 10 and a third and struck out 20 batters. He's walked only 7. Another 0-2 on its way. Cesar bounces it to the left side. That's the glove of the shortstop, Workman. Prieto picks up his first double hit with a single here in the bottom of the...
Yeah, and he slapped his hands together. That ball got by the diving shortstop, Workman. So, obviously, when it's your first game, it's not like a big mug back, per se, but... There's no doubt that should get him activated, feeling good about being here at the double-A level as he progresses into this. What is his first hand as a base off?
One of the contact hitters that the Orioles have in their organization for this season. That extends his hit streak now to, oh my goodness, let's just start the counting. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 consecutive games.
See, I told you to need your toes.
After he ended his tenure with High A Aberdeen, 10-game stretch that sprue a short stint on the injured list.
Well, you know, it is something to talk about, the ability to make contact. Everybody thinks about the power of the game of baseball, but the strength has been on the rise year in and year out. The ability to just put the ball late, that's a big, big thing in this game in today's age.
Left-hander J.D. Mundy in the box, first pitch. He charged the swing and watches a called ball on a pitch. Really looked like it hit the upper outside zone well. It's a start on Mundy, who's 0-3, a pair of groundouts and a strikeout. Just in second, nobody out here in the bottom, while Bowie still trails by 6. Here's the 1-0. Mundy swing fastball in the upper outside corner, and it goes even at 1. Mundy struck out swinging in the on the ground, the second in the second, then to short in the 6th. Houston sets right hand, holds at the chin, fires the 1-1 to Mundy, and it's inside. That one nearly hit him. That fastball, maybe a little bit off location. Count goes to 2-1.
He's good 1, 94 miles an hour. It's been in at, but undoubtedly it's erratic.
7 runs, 12 hits for Erie. 1 run, 4 hits, no error for Bowie. Here's the 2-1. Mundy checks the swing and watches it like that one a little bit further away from than that first pitch ball. But, hey, count go even at 2. Back runner at second. Fires 2-2. Mundy checks his swing. Pitch was down. They appeal. He didn't go. So the count fills. First full count of the day for Mundy. Only 2-for-8 this season on full count. Struck out 4 times, drawn 3 walks. If I remember, spent a lot of time with AAA Toledo. Yeah, his first appearance this season came with AAA Toledo, but has it back down to AA Erie. A long handle with AAA squad in 2019 as well. Here's the payoff to Mundy. Left first base side. This one hooking, though. It'll touch down toward the Seawolves bullpen, the Bay Sox bullpen. Getting these two things mixed up, and it's going to happen the entire series, so just be prepared. Not only do I have past Erie, but you take Erie, and the last syllable is the same.
Not only
so
that,
I ride
but Erie, Bowie's, the visiting side, bullpen on the right field line, and it's
that
like
is, that.
That
is true as well. So another payoff to Mundy with first, second, nobody out. Here it is from Houston. Mundy swings through. Fastball away at 95 hour on the gun. And Mundy is down on strikes for the second time. First strikeout for Houston. Eighth overall for Erie pitching.
That was borderline pitch. And to the tracker, it's a little bit away. But I think that's been called strike the majority of the night.
Yeah, and I've said this before, especially last year when the Bay Sox were really struggling with the umpiring crew, is that when you threw a game like that, you can almost distrust your eyes, hesitant at some points. Things turn on to Joey Ortiz now, and the first pitch is called a strike, corner, a changeup. It's nothing in one. Again, it is very fortunate for Bowie that they're just such a disciplined team that it doesn't necessarily affect them long-term, but in the middle of the game, yeah, they might overthink. The 0-1. Breaking ball midway, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Ortiz 0-for-3 on the day, a strike, ground outs, hit it to second, his last time up back in the seventh inning. Bowie trailing by 6 here in the bottom with runners at first and second and one away. Houston holds chest, the 1-1. Swung on in the fastball. Count goes to a ball and 2 now. Two sides will meet again tomorrow for another 6:35 first pitch. Finally be getting some reinforcements back in the ROM. Zach Peek will foul. 1-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Outside edge of fastball. 5.
How good's Erie been tonight? When the Bay Sox got a runner at second, nobody out, them shutting it. Hall didn't score in the first. The Bay Sox then had Haskin on a leadoff double in the fourth score. Roberts there in the fifth inning. It's just been one after another, and Bowie has not been able to early base runners around.
And it's been so at points this season that the Bay Sox left on base numbers aren't really that high in comparison to the league. Pitch to Cody Roberts misses away. The chain starts out at 1-0. Altoona, I've been keeping track of for a lot of points, that plenty more left on base than Bowie. But as this lengthy the Bay Sox has gone on, they've only picked up 2 wins over their last 12 games coming into today. Those numbers have changed. The 1-0 misses down Roberts, and the count goes to 2. And
yeah, if you look at a ball game, quite often their homers wins, right? And that's how Bowie teams last year. And as we talked earlier, they're hitting a lot of home runs this year. They are being out-homered still over the course of the year.
Still first and second. That's how the inning starts. 2 outs. The 2-0 to Roberts. It's a strike right down Broadway at 94 on the fastball. Count goes 2-1. But again, returning from the injured list tomorrow for a 6:35 start. Peek will do the same on Thursday. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Slider just misses away. And the count goes to the strike.
That's a big, big lift, Sox, to get those two pitchers back in their rotation.
If you had listened to our preview with manager Kyle Moore, mentioned how it wasn't necessarily the best thing just yet. He didn't want to use the term full strength. The 3-1 foul right side. The Bay Sox are down to the strike this evening with runners at first and second and 2 away in a 7-1. Because the fact is that they were on the IL for 10 days.
Right.
He was candid and shared the reason as to why they were on the IL. So it did sideline them for a little bit and didn't let them be near other people. So they're not at full speed. The 3-2, runners go. Cold 3 on the bottom end. Roberts tried to sprint up as he has previously, but will do it this evening. Zach Houston does give up a couple of runners, but strikes out the to wrap it up. Your final distance as Bowie drops their third in a row. Erie 7, Bowie 1. We'll step aside and be back in just a bit with postgame. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, outlicensing, scanning, and workflow, to document storage, we understand people print printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-021, or find out more if we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging, office technology made easy.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel best. This summer, take the time to on your annual health screenings. Visit our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. Luminous Health, you are the MVP. More at luminoushealth.org.
Fielder's Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The value to see the best games at Prince Georgium. You could save up to 30% on your elected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discreet rentals, special access to the Diamond Restaurant, and a free members collector first home game of the year. Get your now by calling 301-44-4865 or to baysox.com.
Takes time to get rich, flavorful beans from the lush mountain region of India and Brazil to Royal Farms, but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and best coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine, those rich, flavorful coffee beans, and brew them one magnificent cup. It's why Royal Farms makes the first and best coffee in the world. Rich, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's back to the ballpark with Matt Savas.
Georgia Stadium this evening as we with Bay Sox post-game. Matt's alongside Adam Pohl as the Bay Sox, their third in a row. And, oh, what is it now? Their 10th in their last
18 games. Yeah, it's 11 of 13. And since that doubleheader sweep, a doubleheader with Harrisburg Sunday, and then
lost 2 of 10, and yes, now 13.
Yes.
I just suck at math sometimes. As we get rolling here with Bay Sox postgame, to recap this one briefly, a 7-loss for Bowie at the hands of the Erie Wolves. And after an early from Antonio Velez, the stanza of what would be a long day in terms of the long ball was written by Gage Workman. Seawolves in their road reds with the Wolves on the front. 1-0. Served out towards the field. Watson running a long way back. He's got a tough read, and it's 106 miles off the bat for Gage Workman. 415 feet away from home plate. That was a necessary one for him. Fourth of the season, and Erie takes the early 1-0 advantage. That was Workman's first home run here in May as well. The Bays, though, try to get a little bit closer. While another solo home run from Dylan Dingler making it 2-0, Cody Roberts didn't want to sit still.
And a ball hit high in the infield. Carpenter going back at the track. He's leaping ball, and it's gone. Cody Roberts, a former collegiate teammate. High fly ball. That's out of here. It's his third of the year, and the Bay Sox are on the board. It's a 2-1 ball game.
So it was back to just a one lead for Erie, but as Velez into the fifth inning, things got out of hand. Off solo home run for Luis Carrillo, and then later a two-run home run for Kerry Carpenter, his Seawolves 12th of the season. Already a bit of a struggle for Velez. He ground out and looked like he could get out of aim, but after a walk of Quincy Porte, Parker Meadows stepped and really just dripped. As Velez sets, drops to the waist, and fires the first pitch. Hooked out toward right field and deep. Hall back toward the wall, and it's gone. The fifth home run of the day for Erie. All of them is Velez as he holds hands on head in just disbelief on a tough day for the left-hander. It was a career-high 5 home runs, a career-high 9 hits, a career-high 7 runs allowed for Antonio Velez. The Bay Sox, they had plenty of opportunities to try and scrape some runs across, including in the bottom of the ninth inning when they got a hitch and a single to open the frame, but Zach Houston would lead at that. So they're not in at the moment. The 3-2, runners go, strike 3 on the bottom end. Roberts tried to sprint up the line as he has previously. That will do it this evening, as Zach Houston does give up a couple of early base runners, but strike wide to wrap it up. So there's your final. Erie scores 7 runs on 12 hits with no errors. They left on 5. Bowie, 1 run on 4 hits with no errors. They left 7. Nick Cuja, the winner, 2-3 on the season. Antonio Valle, the loser. He falls to 0-5. Each of his last 5 for Bowie have resulted in for Velez. Game 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,233. With the wins, move to 22-18 on the season. They're on a one-game winning streak, 9-10 on the road. With this, the Bay Sox fall to 14-24 on the season, a losing streak for Bowie, and 9-12 when playing in crowd. Just in the break, headed into postgame, best day, Adam Stauffer, credit for that, made the most of it.
Yeah, and obviously, for Stauffer, 4 scoreless innings, and I know it is a deeper bullpen. This is a week of baseball we got ahead of us, and a lot of times, it's a very unusual game that you lose buttons and you throw lessers. I mean, usually you really, this spot, are a team that's got a burned bullpen, and in a way a loss can affect you and make winning the next day or so tougher. Well, that's the case for Bowie. You had an off day yesterday. You only threw one reliever today. Stauffer and his ability to those 4 things, I know it doesn't help Bowie in this game today, but it sets a much better position going through.
Yeah, they really needed a lot of rest for a lot of guys after how the weeks went for the Bay Sox, so that's a good way to put it. Something positive as we continue with Bay Sox post game here from Prince George's Stadium. We'll step aside for now, and when we come back, we look around the Eastern League and the organization as a whole. We'll commit it as the Bay Sox fall to this evening 7-1. You're listening post game.
Everyone deserves a great and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisaligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile and book your free consult. That's allsmile.com for Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Sox.
It may be on Sunday, May 20th, but get ready for the Bay Sox first hitter day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's heard of Bark in the Park, but now you can bring your kitty out for a Luna ball. And if you're lucky enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catterday t-shirt, courtesy of this buoy. You can get your tickets now first ever Catterday at 301-464-485 or at baysox.com.
From pains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled mud to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Want to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day of the year. X-rays and prescription drugs are on site. Most major insurance plans are except for routine illnesses and injuries. Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Prince George's Stadium this evening, and today with Bay Sox postgame, Bowie playing to Erie tonight, 7-1. Dropped, what is it now, 6-7 so far on this homestand. Continues tomorrow at 6:35, but look ahead to that. Let's look around the rest of the East League, see how the other teams in the league fared. Akron had an easy time getting captured this evening. 3 runs in the 4 runs in the 5th to take a 9-10 in game 1 of their series. Portland Somerset, now that was a hotly contested series last season. They were both really in the Northeast Division standings before some pulled away late, and they've really been playing some tight games this season as well. Portland put runs in the 4th and 5th and held enough to win 2-1. It was 10 innings over at First Energy Stadium in Reading earlier. It's Binghamton coming to win. They had 2 runs in the 6th inning, then a run in the 6th to make 3-0 before Reading put on 3 runs bottom of the frame to tie it. And Binghamton was the only team to bring a run across, pick up the win there 4-3. Altoona had an easy time over Harrisburg thanks to a 4-run 5th inning. They win 6-4. Extra innings down at the Diamond in Richmond, continuing their 12-game road trip at facing off against Bowie. They are knotted at 3. After an early 2-0 deficit to take a 3-3, Richmond tied it in the 8th, and they're on into the 10th at the moment. Adam, how is the organization doing?
Well, you know, big news Baltimore happening right now at Stadia. This is, I know it's a few weeks for the Bay Sox, but for the Baltimore Orioles, I mean, they have been lost in the wilderness for a long time, Matt. Since the 2016 wild card game, the Orioles have been one of the 5 worst teams in baseball in every season, and the expectation going into this year was that Baltimore would be the worst team in ball, but the Orioles aren't letting that happen. They're 12-1 in their last 23 games. They've 4 of their last 5, all of those games against the Yankees or Tampa, And won last night, 5-4 at Stadium. They were trailing 3-0 going into the fifth. Austin Hayes has homered. They've scored four. They're still batting. They lead 5-3 at Stadium, top of the seventh inning right now.
I just saw, too, the home runs both Hayes and Odor are possible to be home runs at Yankee Stadium.
Went into the first row there in the right field wall. So they've given the Yankees a bit of their own magic. And the Orioles lead it. In minor league baseball, level Delmarva, they're struggling. Down 9-2 at Charleston. Delmarva's got a chance to fall below 500 there. Macherdine has been the story all year in the Orioles. They have been spectacular. They're winning 11-4 at home against Wilmington, the Nationals. And Aberdeen's got a chance, 27-11 with a win. It's another Kyle Stowers homer, the most dominant for Bowie in a year in which we had at Prince George's Stadium. Stowers has hit his seventh home in his last eight games. And the Norfolk Tides are in and they lead in the 6-10-1 at home against that.
And of course, the only score, I can't say the only score, the score we care most about on this production is that of Bowie's. And again, unfortunately, they fall tonight 7-1 at the hands of the Erie Sea. Two sides are back at it again tomorrow at 6-5. Drew Rahm making his return, a stint on the injured list, facing off Wilmer Flores. It'll be Flores' second double-A start, highly rising pitching prospect Tigers organization. Again, 6:35 first pitch, which means a 6-5 DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. One last time, though, this is Georgia Stadium. For Adam, I'm saying thank you for stopping by. As Bowie falls to Erie 7-1, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Base Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game, and join us next time for an exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Sox.